This meeting is being recorded.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mike Baker. I'm the Township Attorney in Piscataway. I'd like to welcome everyone to the first meeting of the new EMS Advisory Council. The council was formed as a result of citizens' action and a vote by the residents of Piscataway to establish a division of EMS within the Department of Public Safety. There are numerous people on the call who are members with or associated with the committee, and we'll all introduce themselves later as we get through the agenda. This is the initial meeting. It may be a bit boring for some folks. We'll try to get through some of the organizational matters and then get to the substance of things. The mayor has asked Detective Jim Parent, who is an EMT and part of the police force in town, to initially organize and chair the meeting. The mayor is likely going to appoint Detective Parent as the EMS director once he has the balance of his certifications that he needs to meet the requirements of the ordinance. So with that, I would turn things over for organizational purposes and for smoothness of operations to Detective Parrott.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. I just want to note it's 3:03 for the calling the meeting to order. And I'm going to read a brief statement on the public comment section since it's a video on Zoom. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and, to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards. Municipal waste, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during this meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. I will unmute members of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will get a prompt or a request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the advisory committee or administration will respond as necessary. Each member of the public shall have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the EMS coordinator up to 48 hours prior to the meeting, to be read by the EMS coordinator during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Okay, the next order of business, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Let me just finish inviting everyone else to the meeting and unmuting people on the advisory council. Okay, please assist me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, as the meeting gets started, there's a few more people joining. I'm trying to admit everyone and make sure that everyone on the advisory council is unmuted. In the next order of business, I'm going to do a roll call. That way we can ensure everyone is unmuted that needs to be unmuted. Mr. Dacey.
Here.
Chief Mosier.
Here.
Councilman Khan. All right, there's a few phone numbers that I don't know of. So if Mr. Khan, if you're in here, just send me a message on the chat and I will unmute you. Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Taylor Green from North Stoughton?
Here.
John Scarpa from North Stoughton?
Here.
Patricia Farmer, the citizen representative from North Stoughton? I do see her in here. I don't see a...
Can't hear me?
There you go.
Now, yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Patricia.
Evan Jugoski?
Present.
Daniel Clipbanner?
Dan is not present. He's attending a funeral out of state.
And Ozzy Guzman? I see Ozzy. I think your microphone might be low.
Can't.
Got you. Okay, we do have a quorum. The first order of business, I'm going to do an introduction of everyone. Everyone's microphones are working. I'm going to do a brief introduction, starting with myself. My name is Jim Perrin. I'm currently assigned to the Detective Bureau in Piscataway Police Department. I've been a police officer for 10 years. I've been an EMT for the past 11. I previously worked in a small rural town as a police officer EMT. And I served as a volunteer EMT for 5 years with Medford EMS, which handles about 2,000 calls per year. I have held positions in that organization, such as trustee and lieutenant. And if you would like to, you can also introduce yourself, and I'll go down the list here. Mr. Dacey, would you like to introduce yourself to anyone that might not know you?
Tim Dacey, I'm the administrator for the Township of Piscataway and work with the mayor and the chief of staff in the mayor's office.
Thank you. Chief Mosier.
Hi, my name is Tom Mosier. I'm the chief of police here in Piscataway. I am a 57-year resident of Piscataway. I still live in Piscataway. I've spent many years on Possum Town Fire Department and have been acting chief for 1 year and full-time chief for a year. I have 33 years of police experience.
North Stoughton Rescue.
So my name is Kayla Green. I'm an EMT for North Stoughton Fire and Rescue for the past 12 years. I'm currently an ER and ICU nurse with certifications in emergency medicine and critical care. I grew up in Piscataway, and then when I bought a house 2 years ago, I bought in Piscataway. I have two boys. One's in sixth grade, and the other's a second grader. Invested in the community, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to speak and be a part of the council.
Welcome, Kayla.
Thank you. Welcome. Patricia Farmer.
Hi, Patricia Farmer. I've lived in Piscataway for 15 years. I have three children, two in the high school and one in college. I'm a youth services librarian for over 20 years, currently working in Somerset County. And again, also thankful for the opportunity to be here today with this group.
Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome.
River Road Rescue.
I'm sorry, defective parent. You forgot John Scarpa from North Stoughton.
I'm sorry, John. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. My name is John Scarpa. I'm a ex-fire chief in North Stoughton. I was chief there for 4 years, deputy chief for another four. I've been an EMT for 31 years. I started my time out in Woodbridge proper. I've seen a bunch of the transitions through the EMS service over the decades. So looking forward to moving this in a positive direction.
Thank you, John. Evan?
Yes, my name is Evan Chigosky. I've been EMT for, I'm the current chief of Road Rescue Squad. Been an officer here since I started in 2015. No, I don't remember exactly when. I was for about 6 years. We're glad to have been here to help rebuild this organization and see what it's been able to accomplish over the many years. I've been in emergency services for about 13 years, and I'm just very excited to be here today and to see what we can accomplish together with our partners at other side of town in North Dillon and our new contract partners at JFK.
Thanks. Welcome, Evan.
Thank you, sir.
Councilwoman Lombardi, would you like to introduce yourself to everyone?
Sure. Councilwoman Michelle Lombardi, a resident of Piscataway for my 15 years. I've been on the town council for 15 years advocating for the emergency services for most of I've been involved with the emergency services for most of my life. My father was a volunteer firefighter, and my husband was the fire chief of Newmarket and continues to be involved on both the fire departments and the Office of Emergency Management. Thank you. I look forward to moving everything forward in a positive direction. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Is there a representative from JFK?
Sure. My name is Mark Bober. I'm the director of EMS for JFK Medical Center EMS. I've been in EMS for 20 years at this point, 15 of which as a paramedic, and 10 years going on my 11th year at JFK Medical Center. Really excited for the opportunity to help serve the community of Piscataway and appreciate the partnership. Thank you for having us.
Detective, I think we forgot Ozzy.
Ozzy? Yep.
Hi, how are you? My name is Ozzy Guzman. I'm a 50-year resident of Piscataway. I'm a past member of the Fire River Road Fire Company and the River Road Rescue Squad. I also did the Piscataway Police Academy for 2018, and I'm also a member of the Knights of Columbus with the St. Francis Cabrini Church.
Welcome, Ozzy.
Thank you.
Welcome. And is there anyone from Rutgers EMS or the medical directors that I haven't seen yet? If you'd like to introduce yourself.
William Scott.
There he is.
How you doing? I'm William Scott, Chief of Rutgers Emergency Services. I've been chief here since 2008. I've been with Rutgers since 1999 and in emergency services since 91 and served as an EMT since 1995. So I welcome to hear the topics of today.
Welcome, Chief.
Welcome. Is there anyone that I missed? There's a lot of people joining in here. I don't see any hands raised. Okay. Since we have everyone in the introductions, next order of business is the organization of the advisory council. Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Detective. The one organizational thing that I think the council needs to do before we get into substantive reporting and discussion of substantive issues is there's a provision in the ordinance for a designation of a interim director of EMS pending the township being able to retain someone who has the full credentials that are required in 22.7A through I. So if someone wanted to make a motion to appoint an interim director until the position can be fulfilled permanently, that would be the next order of business.
Make a motion that we appoint Detective Jim Parent as the interim coordinator of the EMS Council.
There, second.
Tim, I'll second it.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor and a second to make myself, Jim Parent, interim coordinator of the EMS Council.
Are there any other questions from members? Again, this is interim.
Any discussion?
I have no question.
No. No
question. Go ahead, Evan. You have the floor.
I think Ev said no question.
No questions?
Okay.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 All aye. Opposed? All right. The ayes have it. The motion passed to make myself, Jim Parent, the interim coordinator of EMS Council until a duly appointed coordinator is appointed by the township. Okay, is there any other organizational, nothing else for organization? I don't see any hands raised. Okay, reports. North Dillon, Kayla, would you like to give a report? I'm gonna have to unmute you guys again when it's ready. Kayla?
Yes,
I appreciate it. So North Stoughton EMS for the past month has been in service every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. January was the first month since the contract we were asked to be in service. And in those 144 hours, we have a crew in the building. We've not been dispatched for any calls. We provided a monthly schedule to Piscataway Police and JFK Hackensack Meridian in hopes to being able to respond. And we're currently fourth due for the township and are hoping to change that by sending the closest available unit, whether it's paid or volunteer. We feel it's in the best interest for the members of the community. North Stoughton in 2019 responded to 895 calls. And there were many instances where we staffed two ambulances in order to meet the demand. 2020, we responded to 794 calls. Members even taking calls during the daytime in order to support our RWJ BLS due to COVID-19. We were also able to provide a second BLS unit within 10 minutes of second tones dropping while our primary unit was already on a call. For 2021, North Stoughton responded to 475 calls and stopped taking calls September 5th, 2021. We still respond to South Plainfield and Rutgers University football games. And we provide training for our members, drills, and classes for not only North Stoughton, but other organizations in Piscataway. 2 weeks ago, we held a Core A refresher and members from Newmarket attended. North Stoughton takes accountability for the out-of-service hours that increased over the past 2 years. We provide career training, and we're a feeder organization for many healthcare professions. The pandemic hurt us as an organization, like many other organizations, but we are building back up. 2019, we had 71 active riding members with only 26 hours out of service. To now only 35 active riding members trying to cover the best we can. We currently have 16 active members in EMT school or will be in EMT school for the summer and the fall, and they're the future of our organization. They need that experience to become better providers, and North Stoughton has always held itself and its members to the highest standards to best serve the members of our community. We want to work alongside JFK Hackensack Meridian and the EMS Council to ensure the quickest response times and safest patient care delivery. Because at the end of the day, time is tissue, and that is best practice. We are here. We are ready to serve Piscataway because we exist because of the taxpayers and residents. It's their vehicles and equipment they've paid for, not being utilized optimally. We want to give support. We want to give back to our community, and I stand by every member of our organization. Thank you.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thank you, Kayla. River Road Rescue, do you have a report?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the time. My name is Evan Shigasti again, Chief of Road Rescue. I'm going to read from here and add a little at the end. The River Road Rescue Squad would like to thank our community, which we have served for more than 60 years, for creating this great opportunity for issues affecting EMS in our community to be discussed publicly. We look forward to the opportunity to further the services provided to the residents and visitors of our town and those surrounding us to ensure they receive the highest level of timely care possible. The River Road Rescue Squad is also proud to report that we are currently continuing to work through a merger with our partners at the Donnellan Rescue Squad, which started in February of 2021. This partnership will not only allow for more reliable service to the borough of Donnellan and the surrounding communities, but also allows for a reasonable base of operations for service to the North End Arbor area of Piscataway. The intent was to be able to augment, through this partnership, the now-ceased operations of the Arbor Rescue Squad. The River Road Rescue Squad is proud to report that we remain fully functional to this day and have charted 85 patient interactions / events to date in January 2022 alone. Our fleet consists of the following apparatus: 3 BLS ambulances, 2 first response vehicles stocked to the Pennsylvania Quick Response Service standard, 1 high water / special operation rescue vehicle, 1 14.5-foot Avon rescue boat, 1 Gator off-road transport capable vehicle. Our membership of providers consists of the following: 27 EMTs, 9 first responders, 3 of which are awaiting their EMT exam, 2 currently attending their EMT initial course, and of this membership are also 2 Swiftwater Rescue technicians, with more interested members looking to complete training should we continue to move forward. We are proud to also report a significant waiting list of applicants, with more interested persons applying weekly. We fully intend to utilize our ability to recruit new providers to begin staffing known weekday crews in the coming months. Today, we hope to explore the possibility of working more closely with our colleagues at JFK Hackensack Meridian Health EMS to provide service side by side in the township of Piscataway. The leadership of their organization has expressed a willingness to explore this partnership in writing. However, we await the blessing of the township, which has not allowed this opportunity to move forward up until this point. Should this move forward, the River Road Rescue Squad is requesting the following actions be taken immediately: restoration of our radio access for River Road Rescue Squad radio equipment to the Piscataway Township radio system, restoration of access to the River Road for the River Road Rescue Squad vehicles to the township fuel system. It is also suggested at this time that the township consider restoration of our annual stipend, which we once received, to cover co-insurance for residents served in effort to ensure no patient in the township ever receives a bill for the services rendered. Aside from this report, I'd like to personally thank everyone in the community that has done so much work, has done this lift to get us to where we are today. I'd like to thank everyone who's convened today, and we truly, truly, truly do look forward to working together hand in hand to provide the residents and the visitors of our community and those around us with the resources they deserve in a time where resources are truly thin. Thank you, Detective.
Thank you, River Road. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Evan.
And JFK, Mr. Bobber, would you like to give a report?
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Detectives. So we are now going into soon to be our 6 month with 5 months under our belt, starting in September of 2021. We have the following numbers to report. Total of 1,899 BLS responses into Piscataway, total of 1,912 requests for services, and a total of 13 total moments where the number of responses exceeded the number of units that we had on staff. So at this point, just wanted to point out that in the beginning, we were expecting about 125 calls per month. Obviously, under these pandemic circumstances, things are a little bit different. And we are at about the 625 per month coming in regularly. We do appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this committee to present the numbers. And ultimately, we are looking forward to serving at whatever the township feels is the best way forward with the use of resources that are currently available. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer.
Mark, have you seen the numbers decreasing system-wide in January now that the rate of transmissions dropping in New Jersey?
Slightly, and it is following the most recent model, which is actually very nice to see that the epidemiologists seem to have it right. They predicted within a week when the number of positive cases would spike. And shortly thereafter, the number of hospitalizations were expected to crest as well. That has also followed suit. I would point out that the end of November, the beginning of December and January have been exceptionally busy. However, prior to that in September and October, we were far busier than 125 a month as well. So in September, we responded to 311 responses. October was 392. November was 360, but much busier at the end of the month. December was 416, and as of 129 in January, we were at 432 responses.
Any other further questions from for the squads? Okay, next order of business is new business. The meeting is now open for any new business.
Kayla, do you have any new business?
Yeah, so I was hoping
go ahead,
to have
Kayla,
a understanding about the expectations of what North Shelton can provide for the town. Being 4-2 and not having any calls while we're there, you know, isn't utilizing who's there. I mean, I could pull a shift in the ER, but I choose to volunteer because it's something that I enjoy doing. And I was hoping that we would be able to move towards, and whatever that takes, we're willing to do, that North Shelton would be able to be seen as a first, like the closest available unit that we would then be dispatched to call. It's my hope, and I really would like that a lot.
I could comment on that, Detective Parent. I think that as we move forward in this contract and sort out the bumps in the road and JFK gets up and running, I don't see that we can't expand some of these responses from North Shelton. I think that the first conversations we had, which sparked the current situation, were very productive, and I only see that getting more productive.
Awesome. I really appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. Kayla, would you like to make a motion?
A motion
So in new business, you would make a motion, then we would discuss it, and then the advisory council would vote on it. I didn't know if you were planning on making a motion, but if you're not, that's fine. Generally, there's not much discussion without a motion being on the floor.
So I would make a motion for North Felton to be able to become a closest available unit for responses for calls in Piscataway.
Okay, I'm just going to ask Mr. Baker a question. Since the advisory council can make recommendations, would it be proper to word the motion as a recommendation to the council for what Ms. Green is asking?
That's correct.
Okay, so Ms. Green, you want to make a motion. Can you restate your motion as a recommendation to the council, please, the town council?
Inspector, can I just make a point on housekeeping? I think we should differentiate between the township council of the government and the EMS council. I think we should get in the habit of referring to them each as separate entities, either EMS council or town council.
Okay, I apologize if I put them together. If Ms. Green wants to provide a motion that recommends the advisory council's making a recommendation to the town council, if we get the wording on that, we can put that motion through the EMS advisory council. Is that something that you wanted to do, Ms. Green?
Yes, please.
Okay, can you restate your motion, please, as a recommendation from the advisory council to the town council?
Scarpa, possibly word this better for me, if possible.
Kayla, don't worry. It's the first meeting. We're all finding our way through this. Do your best. I'll help clean it up if it needs to be.
I appreciate it.
I think it would go along the lines of the EMS council would push a recommendation to the town council to start to shift BLS response to a closest available unit instead of the current situation.
Okay, I'm just going to restate that prior to a vote. So there's a motion on the floor to recommend to the town council to go to the closest ambulance, Mr. Scarpa?
Yes, sir.
To dispatch the closest available ambulance. Okay, is that correct, Ms. Green?
Yes.
Okay.
My apologies. For a point of clarification, this would apply to both agencies, correct? Both River Road Rescue and the North Felton Fire Company.
That would be up to Ms. Green to clarify her motion.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's about patient care. So closest available unit, whether it's us, whether it's River Road, whether it's a paid unit, I feel like the closest available unit should take the call.
Not to include North Felton.
Okay, so it is a motion to recommend to the town council to dispatch the closest available ambulance, whether it's North Felton or River Road.
Or Hackensack or Rutgers. I mean, at this point, it's got to be about patient care. And if we're dealing with patient care, you know, we shouldn't limit ourselves to the name on the side of the truck, just the fact that an ambulance is going to get there to help the resident. I think that's more important than anything we're doing.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
No.
None here, thank you.
That's it. All right, Ms. Green, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I was hoping for another motion that the discussion.
I'm sorry, let me just interrupt. I'm asking for a second on that motion. The motion was to recommend to the town council that BLS, that they will dispatch the closest available BLS ambulance regardless of affiliation. Okay, was there a second?
Patricia's hand went up to second it.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor and a second. So there's a motion on the floor. I'm going to take a vote.
Can I add a little conversation to that motion?
Right. Yeah, we can still, we're in still discussion, Chief.
Within that motion, how would we deal with timeframes when the respective North Shelton and River Road are out of service.
Did I respond to that, if you don't mind, Chief?
Sure.
I think the coming from Woodbridge proper, I work in Edison, I've seen in, with all the transitions, if the volunteer squads are not in service, then they're not a closest available unit. The units would have to be logged in and known to be available. If they're not in service, they're not part of the rotation. They're not part of the whether it's the AVLs, you know, tracking them by location, they just wouldn't be in service. It would just be a call in or a predetermined schedule would be probably the easiest way to do that. And I've seen it happen, especially down in Edison. I know that's what the Edison squads are doing right now. They call in, they let their dispatch center know that they have a BLS unit available, or two or three, and they just get run into the rotation.
As a point of conversation to touch upon this topic, Chief, I believe it was you that said on Piscataway TV that you guys are working with JFK. I believe it was stated that it's not written anywhere, but that the calls are being screened by Piscataway Police as a primary PSAP and then being forwarded for further screening by AEMDs at JFK. Again, to echo what Mr. Scarpa said, we can do, and I, Mr. Bober, please correct me if I'm wrong, if you would be unwilling to do this, but we could just continue on the same path that Plainfield and Rescue Squad and the Metuchen Rescue Squad or First Aid, I'm sorry if I have their name wrong, do as well. I believe they even do it in Fayetteville as well, where the squad just calls into JFK and, you know, when the call gets transferred, they just send whatever JFK shows as closest on their screen. I believe it was uniform service that everyone was looking for, both the mayor and the chief, and I think this is a great opportunity to make that service uniform.
Chief, would you like me to comment?
Yes, please.
So that's definitely something within the capabilities of our command and control center. As stated, it is the model elsewhere. However, I will point out that in every place, every municipality where that is currently the model, it did not start that way, and it took a little while for it to evolve that way. First and foremost, the ability to track all units and have all units show on a board so that we know who actually is closest. And second, working through each of the contracts in each of those municipalities to make sure that it was included and able to be done within the contractual obligations. So the technology is there, the capabilities are there, the ability to collaborate is there. It's just a question of if we are contractually enabled to do so, and if so, if all parties are willing.
That was after this meeting, that was one of the things that I was going to take up with council about the legality of it. So this is a motion, if it passes, to recommend this to the town council. So, you know, it will be my thought to vote on it and make that recommendation.
Thank you, sir.
Is there any further discussion?
I have no points of discussion.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor for dispatch to send the closest available BLS unit, regardless of affiliation, to squad calls.
Are you looking for a second?
No, I'm sorry. All in favor to pass the motion recommending that the town council, it's a recommendation to the town council that any or the closest BLS unit would be dispatched regardless of the affiliation. All in favor say aye.
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 And all opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. We are going to... Okay, I have a few people that are muted. Once you mute yourself, I have to mute you, unmute you individually. So once... I apologize, Councilwoman.
No worries. I just wanted to make a note that I will abstain from that vote, being that it's a conflict of interest for me to vote on it twice. So I will abstain from that.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't think
anyone else was muted there, so I will not have to do a re-vote. The ayes have it, recommending that the dispatch send the closest available BLS unit, regardless of affiliation. Okay.
Thank you. Just as a point of conversation, I don't believe the town council actually has a vote.
You are correct.
Okay.
Any other new business? Mr. Scarpa.
I did see the tentative meeting schedule. That does cause concern for some of the members of the committee, I am sure, with a 2 o'clock meeting time. No other council division or agency in town has meetings at 2 o'clock PM. I would look for one of the representatives, because I'm only an alternate, to make a motion to change meeting times to 7 o'clock, being consistent with all other meetings in Piscataway. If somebody would be able to do that for me.
Mr. Scarpa, hearing your request, I would like to make a motion to the floor that we change all meeting times to 7 p.m.
If I could comment on that. Patricia, if you want to go first, by all means.
Sure. I was going to second, but I did take this afternoon off of work as a vacation time. I am a public servant working in the public library in Somerset County. It would be easier for everyone to attend. That's why we generally have evening meetings.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to change all future EMS Advisory Council meetings to 7 p.m., and there is a second. We have further discussion.
Yes, but could I discuss that too?
Yes. Go ahead, Chief. You have the floor.
The reason that the meetings were put in the afternoon is to try and keep it as economical as we can here in the town. Although this doesn't seem like it, it's a heavy lift to put these together, it is. There are people who support Detective Parent and myself to get this meeting up and to get all the information together. So we were trying to do it as economically as possible and keep down the cost for the town. That's why they were put at that time. If they go to a time after a work day, we have to pay overtime on all of those people that support this.
And it's availability. We're expecting people from Rutgers to be available. They're available during the work day. People from JFK to be available. They're available during the work day. Our employees are available during the work day. Generally, I come in for council meetings. But there's generally now the people paying people overtime, the people who are taping the meetings, we're paying them overtime. So people just generally aren't around at night.
The only concern I would have is I'm a high school teacher, so I have to take vacation time.
Hey, Detective Parent, can you take Alex Diaz off of there?
I did.
Okay.
It would just feel like every time that there's a meeting, I'm going to have to take vacation time to come to a meeting that now I'm not getting paid for, that I've got to burn my own time to do that when there's not another entity in the town that meets at 2 p.m. I mean, 3's pushing it, but 3, I'm out of work by 3. But 2 o'clock, that's next to impossible for most people that are working a 9 to 5.
I was just going to ask if later in the afternoon would work better. It sounds like it does.
Four would work fantastic. 3:30 would work fantastic. I mean, there's other options. 2 o'clock is like dead of the day. I mean, I'm in the middle of teaching classes. There's no possible way that I could even come close to being able to be a part of this. And this is something that is important.
I think Mr. Baker is right on. The other reason that it was done in the afternoon was, the calendar is quite taken up for meetings throughout the town for the month. So that calendar in conjunction with the economics, that's why it was put late. If 3 o'clock works, then I would be all for 3 o'clock.
I mean, just an impromptu show of hands, would 3 o'clock be better for people that are on the committee right now? I mean, that would be the
Mr. Bober. If we can get Director Bober and Chief Scott I think it's important that they give some input on this as well. We do definitely want them there.
JFK can certainly make 3 o'clock work.
Okay. Chief Scott? Okay, Chief.
Patricia, what time are you done with work?
Not at 5. Right. Any time later in the day than 2 o'clock would work for me. I'd be taking less time off to attend the meeting.
I mean, would 3:30 be doable for the committee? I mean, it doesn't make sense to make a motion for 7 if it's going to get voted down and then make another motion 3 minutes from now and make it for 3:30. If we do we can amend the motion if that time works for everybody.
Well, Eisenhower gets out at 3:15 when I pick up Robbie. So I had to like arrange for pickup for him. If it could just be a little bit later, that would help me tremendously.
It sounds to me like 3:30 helps everybody. So why don't we go with 3:30 and make that a vote? You have a motion, it would have to be amended, but it sounds like what's good for most.
Okay, I will amend the motion. I just know Chief Scott was just messaging me. I think he was trying to get unmuted.
He said 3 o'clock was good for him.
3 o'clock was good for him?
Yeah, 3:30 is fine as well. I can do that as well.
Okay.
What was that?
You want to amend your motion for 3:30 to start all EMS Advisory Council meetings at 3:30? Is that what correct?
It wasn't my motion.
I'm sorry.
I had to defer it. Because
so that was my motion, and I will gladly amend it, Detective, to hold future meetings at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to hold all future meetings at 3:30 p.m. Is there any further discussion?
I'll second that.
I have nothing further.
There's a second. All in favor of holding all future EMS Advisory Council meetings at 3:30, say aye.
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 All opposed?
Good. Detective Parent, can you remove whoever the naked guy is that's dancing?
I think it's a different person every time. I don't know how that is happening.
Yeah, every time I remove him, I think he's just joining back. I might have to shut up everyone's video if it continues.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay. Sir. Is there any more new business?
I am not exactly sure how to bring this. I'd like to make a motion that the North Stoughton Fire Company, the River Road Rescue Squad, and JFK HMH EMS meet to discuss. I don't know how to really make this motion. I'd like to, these three organizations work together to ensure that we utilize the same medical director. How does that sound? Mr. Baker, if you can clean that up for me.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying. This is something I probably should have mentioned at the beginning. We're operating under the Open Public Meetings Act of New Jersey, also known as the Sunshine Law, which means that groups of folks who are members of the council can meet and discuss items and work on things so long as you don't have a majority of the members there. So you can't have 4 people who are voting members at such a meeting, but you could have 3 people who are voting members. So you could have theoretically 1 person from North Stoughton, 1 person from River Road, and you could meet with the EMS, with Mr. Bober and others. What you couldn't have would be the chief, one each from a squad and a citizen member meeting. That would constitute a public meeting. We'd have to give notice and be recorded as we are now. So I think, I don't know if you need a motion to have discussions amongst one another. You can just ask one another if Mr. Bober, could you meet to coordinate and talk with us about shared medical director? And if Mr. Bober says yes, then you all meet and discuss it, and you can work out the timing. Probably want to include the detective in that discussion so that he can keep abreast abreast of how they're going. Does that make sense, folks?
That does. Yeah. So in lieu of making a motion, Mr. Brober, is that something that your team would be willing to accommodate as maybe myself and Ms. Green and Detective Parent, you know, powwow with you and seek how we can, you know, make sure that there's uniformity in the services provided at the highest level of care? Is that something that your team would be willing to look into?
Sure. Provided we have the blessing of the town, I don't see an issue with that. The one thing that I would say up front is that our medical director, Dr. Howard Felderman, is our medical director for a number of reasons. Obviously, we have not just basic life support, but we have specialty care transport. We have a 911 communication center. He's the medical director for Union County College's paramedic program. He's an EMS fellow. So there are a lot of reasons why he is our medical director. We can certainly have a discussion about whether or not he'd be willing to take on other squads, but we would not be interested at this time in changing our medical director. So with that caveat out there, provided that the township's okay with that meeting, I would be fine in engaging in that discussion.
Yeah, certainly as the mayor as the director of public safety and JFK being a paid service, myself and Detective Parent would definitely be involved in those meetings.
Great.
Okay.
And Mark, it also sounds like your medical director is very busy. So if there's a question as to whether he can add additional ones, you need to discuss that as well.
Right. We'd be talking about them operating under his medical license. So obviously there is a question of capacity, and I can't speak for Dr. Felderman. So I'd have to leave it at that.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure that
a motion in this forum to recommend to the town council that we engage in conversations is 100% appropriate. I think that we could just kind of facilitate that with Mr. Bober and the squads and see if we can get that off the ground. Of course, after he talks to his medical director to see if it's even anything he wants to get involved in.
Understood, and I agree.
Mr. Chigoshi, you want to rescind your motion?
I'm actually going to redact my motion, as it seems it's not needed or warranted at this time.
Okay. Any other new business? Mr. Chigoshi.
We do have a few things as we've continued to be active in and around the community. This is not something that would require a motion. We've had people come to us in regards to receiving collections notices for both BLS and ALS from JFK HMH. I understand there's a significant difference between the two services and how these things are billed out. Explaining it to a resident isn't necessarily the easiest thing. We would just like a single point of contact as to who we can reach out to so that they don't feel left in the dark. We have no problem doing this. We love when the community interacts with us. We just want to be able to get them good and proper information so that they can, you know, move on with their lives and thrive in this community.
I don't think on behalf of the town you should be answering any residents' questions. You're not involved with the contract. You're not involved with the administration between JFK and us. I think you should just refer them to either Detective Parent or the mayor's office, and we'll discuss it with JFK. I don't think River Road operationally needs to be in the dealing between residents and our contract.
That was the purpose of what I just said, correct, in full.
Right.
Like, we're looking for a single point of contact.
We refer them to the mayor's office.
Mr. Bauer, do you have a comment?
I did want to agree that it is a very difficult thing to explain the difference between ALS and BLS. And in those cases where a bill is being dropped specifically related to ALS, that is no different than it has been in the past. Advanced Life Support Services probably will happen either from HMH, JFK, EMS, or from Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas, depending on where in town the emergency is. The BLS contract in Piscataway obviously is significantly different and completely separate from ALS services. So as you said, Evan, definitely a difficult thing to explain New Jersey's two-tiered EMS system to anybody who is not in the business. And we do have regular conversations with the township, with Mr. Dacey and his office, So anybody who gets referred to the mayor's office will get referred to us, and we make sure that finance follows up with each and every one of those cases.
I could just comment on
that. Mr.
Go ahead, Chief.
We have had several contacts with residents after consultation with Mr. Bober's people that we have sorted those items out. So I think that the way that is working, either through the mayor's office or Sergeant Riley here at the police department, is working out quite well.
And Chief, if I can sort of add to that, in the cases where there were questions, it seems that there were questions about obtaining insurance information. Keep in mind that the subscription service in Piscataway is unique, and it is one of the better models that we've seen out there. So I definitely applaud the community for going down that road. The cost of the transport falls back on the Township of Piscataway in the event that insurance information cannot be obtained. So it's a payer of last resort type situation. Obviously, it is in the Township's best interest for insurance information to be obtained and provided. And when insurance information can't be obtained, then the transport falls back on that subscription service. So the service itself becomes more expensive to the town if insurance information can't be obtained. I would just say that residents should definitely be prepared for a conversation about obtaining insurance information. But ultimately, that would be where it ends. No collections, no cost from there.
Mr. Scarpa.
Chief Mosier, or Detective Parent, if we can standardize a letter out to the organizations with contact information so that there's no misinterpretation on whose number we're giving out, I understand we say the mayor's office, does the resident have the number? Do we have the proper number? If we could get that the same way we would get an agenda or anything, just as a point of contact so we can post it up at the station if somebody's getting a phone call or anything like that, this way it's kind of standardized as to who's given what information.
I think we could definitely get something out, as you say. I am speaking with Mr. Dacey and Mr. Wilk and the mayor also to try and send out a letter to the entire town, kind of laying out some of these general questions with billing and the people on the scene there getting the insurance information. So hopefully that would alleviate some of this, but we can work on getting something together so you put a name to a number.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's all we're looking for is just uniformity. Then just the last question we had was a pretty simple one. There's a new EMS alias detective at Piscataway NJ. We were just curious who that listserv just bangs out to, like who we're delivering what messages to and in what instance we should be emailing it. You're muted.
I'm just talking to the EMS liaison, checking to see who gets copied on that. One sec.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
If you send an email to ems@theskywayng.org, it sends it to myself at a general email. Also, the EMS liaison, Riley, gets a copy, and Lieutenant Post gets a copy as well.
Okay, so it's just the three of you. Okay, thank you so much. I think that's about it for now. We did have one other issue, but I'm going to talk to you about it offline. In a private session.
Okay, is there any other new business? Ms. Farmer.
Because what we're doing is so urgent, we keep talking about the urgency of care and providing this service to Piscataway. I'd like to make a motion that we meet at least for the next few months, monthly rather than quarterly, to accomplish some of these things and get these services that we're talking about in place up and running.
Why don't we list out what we need to talk about every month rather than quarterly? As I said earlier, there's a lot of support that goes into this behind the scenes. So if we could list out what the things are, what the items are that we need to talk about at a monthly meeting, perhaps we can try and streamline some of that to get the most important stuff done early.
So, Chief, you're asking her like what are the top five items that you the team would like to work on? Type of, is that your question?
Yeah, I think that says it in five words that I said in 50. Yes. You know, I think a lot of this is conversation between HMH, the EMS people here, River Road and North Stelton. So I think a lot of that is conversation and not necessarily hinged on this EMS council meeting.
I think to go along with what Ms. Farmer said, we've attempted to complete a lot of these tasks on the side electronically and via phone. And there's been significant roadblocks. I don't think they're worthy of going over here now in this public setting. But we'd really, you know, it's going to take a lot for us to upgrade equipment. I don't know if we do work with JFK, if they're going to want ADLs in our trucks. River Road does not have them as of yet. Stelton does. They might be able to replace it with something as simple as a Sonom. I have no idea. I truly don't know how their systems work. And given the roadblocks that we've had in the past, I think that a public forum is an appropriate place. And given what we're talking about and the complexity of what we're talking about, I understand and appreciate cost of hours spent on this. But, you know, we're trying to get something going and the idea that in the future we can go back to quarterly. And I really do appreciate the lift that it is. But I don't think now is really the pertinent time to you know, worry about the cost of the meeting. You know, if it's really not necessary, we're going to have 45-minute meetings and we'll all leave and go on with our lives. If it requires something more than that, then we'll have longer meetings. And once, if the meetings are truly proven to not be needed, we can always remove them from the schedule. I think it's better to have that forum and that expectation now rather than to find we need it later.
Ms. Green had her hand raised.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to ask Chief Mosier. So I was looking for like expectations of what you expect of us as well as a timeline. We do have the ADLs in the truck. We do have radio equipment. We, you know, I know that Edison got built into JFK's CAD system. How do we have a timeline? Is there something that I can do to help that? I know you guys are busy too. I mean, there's a lot going on.
No, yeah, I was just going to say, I think we have to keep in mind that this is, you know, this advisory council is exactly that, an advisory council. So, you know, as the director of public safety, we still have to get the marching orders for how this goes from the mayor. I just want to keep the expectations in check about how this goes and plan ahead. I think the discussions that we talked about having in this meeting could prove very fruitful, but I think we have to remember that these are advisory. And the other thing that struck me as actually not true is the fact that we're phrasing this as if JFK is doing a horrible job, which they are not.
They're not.
They're doing an absolutely fantastic job, especially in light of this pandemic. So I think that that we all have to keep that in mind.
So I'm not making it as against them. I mean, I went to Muhlenberg School of Nursing. JFK was my first job in their ER. You know, I get it. It's just we want to help and we want to be able to help serve the community and be able to do that. But obviously, keeping that in check that it is advisory, I look to you for guidance because I just want to know like how this works, what to do, what can I do so that we can get back on the road because we're sitting in the building and we'd like to be able to do that.
Chief, can I make a suggestion? Because these are complicated and nuanced discussions to have as to how things can and if they should integrate. I think what I heard you suggesting was that the members from the squad and the department and JFK can meet. They don't need to wait each month to meet, but they can meet and try to work through the details of these things and then come back to the council, the EMS council, with recommendations. I always thought of in reading this that the EMS Council is there to make recommendations, not so much meet and deal nitty gritty on what the piece of equipment is going to go in a truck. I saw that as happening in separate meetings and then bringing it back to the council for action.
Right. I don't think that the meetings that we're speaking of, not the meetings, but the conversations that we're speaking about even have to happen between members of the EMS council. I think that I know that Chief of North Stelton, Manny, has been involved in the EMS conversations. And Gina Patel has been, so we don't have to worry about that open public records, not open, the Sunshine Law, excuse me. We can just have those conversations outside of the council and then come back and talk about those at the council to make further recommendations to the township council. We have to keep in mind that these recommendations are exactly that. We're not going to get a whole lot done in this meeting. The what we get done will be behind the scenes in those conversations.
Patricia, does that work if there's a commitment from?
Can I just clarify? So all of these conversations are taking place, and then they'll come back in front of us to make a recommendation to council, and that will be in April. And that was my thing that I just feel like it seems a little more urgent than that, right?
Can I add something too, please? And then I'll get to you, Mr. Scarpa. Mr. Ben, I just have a question. As I read the ordinance establishing this council, I can schedule a meeting based on need at any time, a special meeting. Is that true?
That's correct.
So if something was brought to my attention, I can schedule a meeting.
That's correct, Detective. You can schedule a meeting if you deem it needed and appropriate.
And that would be before the next April meeting?
Yes, at any time.
Okay.
And from the Open Public Meetings Act requirement, you would just have to provide 48 hours public notice and notice to the newspapers if you were having a meeting.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion?
This is, as the chief said, this is an advisory council. This is not an operational council. I mean, I do operational meetings every day when I'm at work and at night when I'm home. And like this weekend, I was on the phone the entire weekend with DPW with the snow. That's where the rubber hits the road. This is an advisory. It's between the squads to work with each other and with JFK. And Laura Selton, for example, has been having very solid discussions with JFK for the past month and a half. And I think we've made a lot of progress with them. And they reported back today what they've done, and they asked for some more involvement, which we agreed to recommend. That's the way things get done. I don't think this council is going to be pushing operationally. At least it was not designed to be done operationally. Possibly some of the members, I don't think that's really what it's for. And it's not. It's the EMS Advisory Council.
Mr. Scarpa and then Mr. Chigosky. Go ahead, Mr. Scarpa.
So I think the big thing here, and I just in listening, the station and everything else, I think what the two organizations, River Road and North Stelton, are looking for is the blessing from the town to have a dialogue with JFK about the whole thing and be able to have an intelligent conversation and come back with plans and ideas. Because we were always told that we weren't allowed to talk to JFK. But, and again, if that happens on the operational side of the organization away from the advisory council, that's what chiefs and that's what officers are for. But I think the big thing is just that unmuzzling of the parties. Because right now, I know it's starting to change, but I also understand that, there's contracts involved. So I just want to think that we're not going to drag this out 3 months to wait to be able to say, oh yes, you can talk to JFK now or Hackensack right now. I think we want to be able to put the rubber to the road is the operational side of the organization. We'd like to have them have a blessing to be able to have those operational conversations. If we were going to do this, what would we do? Be able to present it to the delegates to the committee to be able to come back to our meeting and have that forum to have the recommendation from this group. So I think that's what we're kind of looking for, at least on the operational side of the organization.
Mike, if you could just comment on this after what I say. As a vendor, the township would be very, JFK being a vendor, the township would be very apprehensive about allowing just conversations outside of our venue. So I want to make sure that the council understands that JFK is a vendor under contract by the township.
Mm-hmm.
And those conversations would have to happen through the township.
Yeah, correct, Chief. The detective and or you would want to be involved in those conversations.
No, and I wasn't looking for a secret behind-the-scenes conversation. Yeah. I just want to know that those conversations are available to move forward for the operational side of the organizations. That's the part that, you know, what happens on the operational side. I was a fire chief. I understand. I want there to be progress. I don't want to come back here in April and look at each other and go, well, we had a meeting, we had some ideas, and there was no conversation outside of here operationally. I think that's the thing I'm looking to try to avoid, is this turning into just a drag. I want this to kind of move forward.
As Mr. Baker said earlier, I think that the conversations that we've had with North Stelton have already been productive.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, we'll only get more productive.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, Evan. I know you're waiting.
Okay. This is actually very concerning. River Road Rescue Squad has not been invited to any of these conversations. We have attempted to have these conversations. We've had them via email, where we've reached out. And simply put, the conversations have either been refused or simply not had. And now we're finding out in a public setting that Stellan is 4-2 when that was never even offered to us. So, I mean, it's kind of problematic. I do feel that we should have more meetings as an update. And now with everything that's been shared publicly that we were just woefully unaware of and told that we could not do on our own, as Mr. Scarpa said, you know, we didn't know the muzzle was in the process of being removed. I really think we do need to have more frequent meetings. You know, if it's not monthly, then pick, you know, like every 6 weeks. I understand there's a cost, but we're here and River Road would not be answering the volume of calls that we're answering at night and on the weekend if it wasn't for the fact that quite literally everyone is hurting. And even in the state of New Jersey, we've had the worst enrollment in EMT initial courses last year across the state that we've ever had since I believe the program ever existed. So there's a shortage. The healthcare system is hurting. EMS is none the different. And, you know, if we can help JFK cover this town better, then they can help maybe cover somewhere else better. And at no point did we ever put JFK down. Just as a serious point of clarity, we've looked forward to working with JFK. We have nothing but the utmost respect for them. And we've told them this many times over, even after this contract was awarded. So bravo to JFK. Mr. Bober, Mark, you're doing a great job. That was never the intent of this. We just want to be able to serve the community that we've been serving for 60 years in a time of need where there's just been massive market shifts all the way from payroll to cost to just sourcing vehicles. I mean, there was a period of time you just could not buy a vehicle. We just want to be here and help. And at these meetings, now with what's been shared, I think now we need even more of them than before. It's actually sold me further down the road of that path of needing more.
Can I make a suggestion? I know that there has been over the past year some tension between and amongst the players, and that trust might not be the first word that comes to everyone's mind when dealing with one another on this, but we now have a new interim director. My suggestion would be to let's start some of the meetings that the chief and others have talked about with folks present and that you can rely on Detective Parent if he thinks that there's something that requires a meeting in between now and April that he would call for a meeting. How does that work for folks?
Mr. Baker, we can call for meetings as well, too. I believe a quorum, I think it said.
Yes, you can.
So there's safeties on both ends, but can we at least agree, Ms. Farmer, would you be okay with if we at least agree to add one more, and you know, we can always add more after that, just as a
sure.
status update?
I think that's a great start, and then anyone can contact should there be a need for another meeting. Right?
Then there's just so many different checks and balances to add more meetings that I think we can appease what Chief is looking for in terms of cost, along with Mr. Dacey. So at least one more between now and then.
What day would you like, Ms. Farmer, to add to your motion?
So it would.
Or what month? And then if you would like, I could pick a
right,
day.
Would late February make sense, right? Or early March? Right? Am I looking at? 6 weeks?
I do think
no.
we should keep it on the same day of the month.
I agree.
Okay, so I don't have a calendar in front of me, but in between January and April, if we put one right in the middle.
What if we went somewhere between March 7th and March 14th? That gives you about 6 weeks, because with tomorrow being the first. March 7th is a Monday, March 14th is a Monday. If you guys want to stay Monday at 3:30, that's when.
Mr. Perrin, what would work, or Detective Perrin, what would work best for you, for your schedule?
February 20th.
Right now, February 28th, I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
So that's 1 month out from today. I think we can get a lot done there. Ms. Farmer, does that work for you?
Yeah, I think that makes sense, right? To meet within a month, that would be a good.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor by Ms. Farmer to schedule an additional EMS Advisory Council meeting on Monday, February 28th at the normal time of 3:30 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
And we have a second. All in favor of holding an additional EMS Advisory Council meeting on Monday the 28th at 3:30, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
I'm going to unmute Evan here, and we're actually going to go to a roll call vote. Can I have the sheet, please? Mr. Stacey, the motion was to hold an additional meeting on February 28th at 3:30 p.m. How do you vote?
I don't believe we should have meetings without having goals, so I say no.
Chief Mosier?
I would second Mr. Dacey's thoughts.
No, North Stelton Rescue Squad?
I'll leave it up to Scarpa.
You're the vote. I'm the alternate.
Well, I vote for yes. I mean, I'd like to be able to speak to everybody and see that we are moving forward. I want that more than anything.
Was that a vote in the negative, Ms. Green?
I think we should have a meeting on the 28th.
In the affirmative, okay? Ms. Farmer?
Yeah, I think we should have a meeting and to work through this as quickly as possible for my town.
River Road Rescue Squad.
I look forward to a status update at the end of February. I vote we should have another meeting.
And Mr. Guzman?
Affirmative to the meeting.
Okay, the motion passes. There was four votes to have another meeting. There's going to be a meeting on February 28th at 3:30. I believe it's going to be on Zoom as well, and I will send out a notice for that meeting.
Since
any other new business?
Since Ms. Farmer and Evan proposed this, and mostly came from Evan, I would suggest that Evan send you what he's expecting to be able to accomplish, because I don't want to.
Simply put, you know,
Evan,
I've
got the floor. I don't want to meet just to meet. I've had many meetings in the last 5 years with Evan. and I need to know what he's trying to accomplish and what he's going to do in order for us to keep having extra meetings, because I don't want to meet just me.
Okay, any other new business? Let me just check. I don't see any hands raised. If there's no other new business, we're going to move on to announcements. All right. Are there any announcements before I make my announcements?
Well, we'd like to thank everyone that came out and got a COVID test that needed a COVID test. We look forward to hopefully resuming some community CPR classes as things calm down.
Okay, for the quarterly, thank you. For the quarterly meetings, there are quarterly meetings this year for the EMS Advisory Council of April, July, and October. The next meeting will be on February 28th at 3:30 p.m. And this is now the time of the meeting for public comment. So if any member of the public wishes to speak, please raise your hand. It can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. I will unmute members of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will get a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comment. The EMS Advisory Committee or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, Matt Phillips, Canterbury Court, Piscataway. I've been a 35-year resident of the town. I've also been an EMT for 20 years, and I've been both on squads in Piscataway and in surrounding towns. My father was the chief or captain at the time of River Road Squad for about 10 years and oversaw the response to World Trade Center on 9/11. That being said, I think that what's happened with Township and EMS is shameful. And the request to utilize the closest available ambulance is, it shouldn't even be a request. It's common sense. It's called performance-based EMS. That's what Robert Wood and JFK use to sell their product and sell their contracted services. It's just common sense. And, you know, if there's a call at the McDonald's across from North Stoughton Station, if you're sending a truck from 555 Sydney, then the township should be ashamed of themselves for allowing that to happen if North Stoughton has an available ambulance. The other question that I have for Mark Bober is, he reported 13 times that there was 13 occasions that JFK could not respond. They didn't have the vehicle. Is that 13 occasions that there was no vehicle in town that was assigned to Piscataway, or is that 13 occasions of which it was just they didn't have an ambulance to send from, you know, Metuchen or some other municipality? Because we have to remember that if they can't get an ambulance, if all three are used and they're not allowed to use Piscataway's ambulances, chances are they're calling for one out of Somerset or whatever other, you know, Metuchen, whatever other town they're covering, which is increasing your response time to very inadequate time. So I kind of want clarification on that. But other than that, I'm done.
Thank you for your comment. Are there any other public comments? All right, I have an email from Ashish Kumar. He says, hello, council members. Due to a scheduling conflict, I am unable to attend this meeting via Zoom. I am submitting my comments via this email. All of us have gone through a lot in these past 2 years due to COVID-19. Many of us have lost loved ones. The time has come to put the politics and bickering aside and work together. River Road Rescue Squad has been a part of our community for a long time. I would like to see this council and township administration recognize that. Please make River Road Squad a part of the Piscataway EMS plan. Thank you. Ashish Kumar, 7 Simon Court. And I'm looking. I don't see any other hands raised. I'm just going to give it one more minute here. Okay, I have no more hands raised. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
There's a motion to adjourn. And second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the meeting's adjourned.
All right. Thank you, guys. Everyone.
Thank you. Thank you
very much for your time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.